Welcome to the April 2009 edition of the Paranormal News Insider on the Grand Dark Conspiracy. I'm Brian Parsons, your host, as we reflect on the most important paranormal news stories of the last month. In cryptid news, a two-day expedition into the Siberian wilderness for a Bigfoot-like creature, which has been documented in numerous recent reports, was scheduled for March, but now has been postponed until the summer. These reports have been close to a large cave system, known to be several kilometers long. The cave will be the centerpiece of the investigation. The expedition was canceled due to poor weather and a lot of locals who became curiosity seekers. And in UFO news, UFO sightings seem to be consistent all over the world. While no individual reports really stick out in the last month, it is intriguing how many reports are seeing media attention. There has also been some attention about potential disclosure, but despite the reports, it's doubtful that we will receive the truth anytime soon. A bright light was observed from several locations over the East Coast on Sunday, March 29th. A large fireball followed by a loud boom was seen and heard from Maryland to North Carolina. There are several theories to what the object was, including the possibility that it was part of Russian rocket boosters from the Soyuz spacecraft that was launched almost a week prior. Another likely scenario is that it was just an ordinary meteor. A video from a purported witness to the 2006 Chicago O'Hare Airport UFO incident has surfaced on March 21st on YouTube. The video is shot with a cell phone and shows the UFO hanging in midair. Is this the real deal? You decide. Visit paranewsinsider.com to see the video and let me know what you think. And in ghost news, I was going to spend some time talking about the new movie, A Haunting in Connecticut, which released on March 27th. But I'm going to keep it really brief. The movie is supposedly based on true events, but obviously there's a little bit of embellishment to it. I mean, obviously it's a movie. It's about entertainment. It's just like television. Not everything you see is real. As a matter of fact, most of what you see on TV is not real, believe it or not. There's a lot of stuff floating around the internet about Ed and Lorraine Warren and about how they faked things or invented everything or whatnot. But regardless, go see the movie. Enjoy it. But Just enjoy it to an extent. Don't take it all serious and don't take it that it's real, because most of that probably never even happened at all. So that's my little quick spiel on the Haunting in Connecticut movie. I want to take a quick second to recognize a couple of Ohio groups that I feel need to be praised in public. First, I would like to thank Eric from the Monroe Falls Paranormal Society. Eric contacted me several months ago and has shown himself to be a leader in his community, with his group, and as a representative of the field. He takes an approach of working with others in which I admire and also embrace. I would also like to send a welcome of sorts to a newer group in Ohio, Ghost Scene Investigators, and their leader, Anita. Anita wanted to exchange links, but also wanted to learn from myself about how I thought of various aspects of paranormal investigation. She did not jump headfirst into this field and has spent considerable time studying various facets before getting into investigations. These are two examples of some of the great groups in Ohio that believe in working together to help make each other better. And finally, a listener to the Grand Dark Conspiracy wants to know what we think about the Scottish ghost photo that recently surfaced. I'll admit, I have no idea. I first saw it and then quickly dismissed it, but since a listener wanted me to give an opinion, I took a closer look at the story and the photograph. Some have said it's a reflection off the rocks, but I don't see how that's possible. It's stated that the photo has been investigated and is not a fake. The only potential signs of trickery I see is that the shadows do not seem to match up from the rest of the photograph to the supposed face, but I could be wrong. To see this photo and related stories, visit paranewsinsider.com and tell us what you think you see. I want to thank Jake for his submission about this story. Questions, comments can be directed to insider@paranewsinsider.com. And in other news, conferences, conventions, festivals, and other paranormal gatherings. The Rose City Paranormal Conference, also known as the Mount Hood Paranormal Conference, will take place in Mount Hood, Oregon, on April 24th through the 26th, the Independent Crop Circle Researchers Association will have its 6th annual ICCRA 2009 Crop Circle Conference, May 15th to the 17th, near the Great Serpent Mound State Memorial. Prodigy Paranormal presents PCON 2009 on May 30th in Huber Heights, Ohio. The WISP Women's International Study of the Paranormal Expo will be held May 29th to the 31st, 2009 in Mansfield, Ohio at the Mansfield Reformatory. May 30th also brings the Western Pennsylvania Paranormal Conference in Washington, Pennsylvania. June 20th is the Ohio State Paranormal Conference in Quincy, Ohio, presented by the Estate Validation of the Paranormal. Visit evpohio.com for more details. This event is focused on getting groups together and sharing knowledge and information. I'll be on hand to speak, and there may be some high-profile names announced there soon. So stay tuned, and again, visit evpohio.com for more details. June 21st will bring the Kansas City Paranormal Conference in Kansas City, Missouri. The Canadian Can-Am Paracon 2009 will take place in Sarnia, Ontario, Canada, August 6th through the 7th. The Ohio Paranormal Conference, August 14th through the 16th, 2009, presented by Southern Ohio Paranormal. Again, I'll be there at that event, as well as former guest of the Grand Dark Conspiracy, John Kachuba. On October 9th through the 11th, 2009, is the East Coast Paranormal Investigators Conference in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. For more information on these conferences and conventions, visit our events page at paranewsinsider.com and click on the events tab at the top. If you have any information about any event and would like to hear it here, let us know at insider@paranewsinsider.com. Be sure to visit the message board of the Grand Dark Conspiracy. I'll see you there, and I'll see you next month on the Grand Dark Conspiracy. For the Paranormal News Insider, I'm Brian Parsons.
Our intro theme is by Answer Read, Investigating the Phantom Signal. It is provided by the Podcast Music Network at podcastsafemusic.com.